The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I have been thinking about the topic of support, how we get supported in the practice, how the practice supports us. And I think part of the motivation for this topic is that a lot of people that I meet, in one way or the other, feel unsupported. They feel like they're not getting enough. They're not capable enough. They feel like there's not enough time. There's not enough something to get by, to manage. That things are somehow out of control. Things are somehow too uncertain, that there's confusion about what's going on, so that people spin out, they get agitated, think a lot. And the idea of support, for me, is a place where the mind, the heart can rest, feel at ease. And the idea of some places where you feel supported, you don't have to, you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel grounded, you feel like you're not unsteady, you're not uncertain. And the expression satipatthana, we usually translate into English as the foundations of mindfulness, could just as well be translated as the supports for mindfulness. That there we have these four places that mindfulness are supported, or where awareness can rest. And not so that awareness can rest and go to sleep, but so that awareness can somehow flower and be more fully here in this life of ours. And so the idea that we would find support in our body, the first foundation of mindfulness. And so do you feel supported in your body? Or do you, when you kind of tune in and pay attention to your body, do you feel like it's agitated or not quite there or unsteady or... Is it a place of support or is it not a place of support? And then the support that our feelings provide us, the feeling tones. There's the way in which how we experience the world around us through the intimacy of our direct feelings, the feeling of pleasant and unpleasant, that there's a way that can be a support for awareness, to rest in it, to be there with it. And then the mind states. There's all these different mind states the mind goes through. And so how is it that that can be a support rather than a distraction or rather than keeping us spinning? So to find someone to be supported by it. And then the last foundation is the truth, to be supported by the different aspects of what's true, the truth of things. And to see directly into the truth of how our mind works and somehow find support in that seeing. And so that something can rest and relax and settled. It's important. So there was a time recently last week where I was feeling agitated or restless. and so my approach to feeling this was I'd go to my body and feel how I felt tense and a little tight and agitated in my body. And my approach was to inhabit the tension I was feeling, agitation I was feeling. How can I inhabit it? How can I enter into it and really live in the middle of it? Because I could feel that my tendency was to pull back and be agitated about being agitated, to kind of be on the edges of it, to try to fix it, be unsteady with it, have various kinds of ideas and interpretations that kind of kept me kind of tottering on the edge of it. And instead, what was kind of counterintuitive was to enter into the middle of it. And the expression I used for myself at the time was, how can I inhabit this? How can I inhabit my agitation, my tension that I was feeling, and just be in the middle of it? And so in a sense, how can I come in there and find support in those unsteady feelings? And the more I could inhabit it, the more I felt supported by something, the more I felt like it was a good place to be. And it was a little bit counterintuitive because in the middle of that was a feeling also of, this is not comfortable. And so I'd rather kind of pull out But pulling out of it, the place I could go, if I wasn't going to live in the middle of it, pulling out of it, it felt disconnected from it, and also didn't feel so right. So just enter into fully, just fully, let me live this, let me be this, what it was. And then the more I could be it, the more I could enter and live in it, inhabit it was the word, the more I felt supported, less and less I felt unsupported by my experience. And the more the experience became something that became safe to have, that became meaningful to have, that became something that was could unfold and resolve itself. So to feel unsupported is a common feeling. There's many, many ways of feeling unsupported. And then the practice of mindfulness is to enter into it, inhabit, live in it, and find the support by the immediacy of the experience we're having. And this idea of the immediacy is very different from usually when people feel lack of support, it usually has to do with ideations and thoughts and ideas that are often not that so immediate. Occasionally it can be immediate, but usually it's projecting into the future, fantasy ideas of what should be, what could be, things like that. But to enter into the immediacy of our experience and to find that there's a way in which it supports us, that we can be supported by it. And in the meantime, to get to that kind of sense of support and willingness to enter into our experience and rest in the middle of it, it can be helpful to actually consider and reflect on how much that it does support us. It's remarkable to me how much of our life is supported by things that have nothing to do with things we have control about. I like to joke that 99.9999999999% of what it takes to keep us alive, we're not involved in at all. And the 0.00000000001, approximately, percent of our life that we have some control over, we're kind of neurotically obsessing about, that as if like it's all up to us and we have to do all this stuff and figure it all out. Maybe because that 0.00000001% is the part where, maybe it has the biggest impact on the part that we're most concerned with. But so much of our life happens outside of our conscious control and even awareness. I mean, just, if you cut your finger, it's a very complicated physiological event, biological, neurological, chemical event to heal it. And you have to do your part maybe by keeping the wound clean and covered. But your little mind couldn't manage to orchestrate the phenomenally complex processes that are involved in healing that cut. If you were directing all those things and telling you go there and do that, it's not going to happen. Mostly you have to you kind of create the conditions for it to be, to do its thing. And same thing with the heart, same thing with the mind, that there's a tremendous intelligence and tremendous kind of inner processes that are there. And a lot of what we're trying to do in practice is to get out of the way by creating the trust, the support, to kind of rest in the experience in some meaningful way. Keep the experience clean. Keep it protected from the dirt so that this 99.999999999999% of what our life is about can operate much more effectively than it can if the 0.00000001% tries to run around in circles. So what supports you? Your body supports you to a great degree. Your world supports you in great ways. Your society supports you. We have a tremendous amount of support in our society. We're a society of people who more than probably any other time in human history, we mutually support each other. We're supported by other people. We don't have to go out and chase our own animals down in the woods. it's not all about ourselves. Remember when I was young, I went visited farms in Norway that were a few places still left that were farmed in the old way, where the only thing that they couldn't grow for themselves and take care of themselves was they couldn't get salt. And so they would trade for salt or buy salt, you know, because they're up in the mountains and they're otherwise completely self-sufficient. So there are time and place where people could take care of themselves and not rely on other people, except for salt. But, you know, nowadays, everything, you know, pretty much most of the 99.999999% of our life, we have to rely on other people. And there's so much mistrust of people that we realize how much we're being supported. So I find it helpful to reflect a little bit on how much support there is for our lives and to realize that perhaps the percentage point, the tipping point, the percentage of how much we're supported and how much we're unsupported probably is the biggest part of the percentage is how much support we actually receive. And all the ways which we feel unsupported are probably a much, much smaller percentage of the total. But that's often where people focus on. And sometimes, but to remembering how much support there is certainly helpful for meditation, so that in meditation you can somehow put to rest some of the preoccupation with the lack of support that you might feel, and find that there's some deep, important, and very valuable, nourishing kind of support that can be found by coming in and resting here in the present moment, inhabiting the present moment in a full way. So those are my thoughts.